You're listening to Policy Conversations on AIDS.gov. The following audio was adapted from an AIDS.gov blog post. It was written by Dr. Ronald Valdeseri, the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Health Infectious Diseases and Director of the Office of HIV/AIDS and Infectious Disease Policy at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. It was originally posted on September 28, 2012. On the week of September 27, 2012, our partners at CDC announced that 8 state health departments have been awarded a total of $14.2 million in first-year funding under a new, innovative, 3-year cross-HHS demonstration project aligned with the National HIV/AIDS Strategy. The 8 states, Georgia, Illinois, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, North Carolina, Tennessee, and Virginia, have a high burden of HIV incidence among African Americans and Latinos, and the demonstration project is designed to reduce HIV-related morbidity, mortality, and related health disparities among racial and ethnic minorities by addressing social, economic, clinical, and structural factors influencing HIV outcomes. Dr. Jonathan Merman, director of CDC's Division of HIV/AIDS Prevention, said that this new program funding represents a carefully planned movement that specifically joins together HIV prevention and treatment into a holistic, statewide continuum of service. That is what people with HIV need, and it's what we intend to deliver. The Care and Prevention in the United States, or CAPUS, demonstration project was open to 18 state territorial health departments in the United States, all of which had disproportionately high burdens of HIV/AIDS among minority communities. Specifically, the eligible jurisdictions had more than 5,000 HIV cases among African Americans and Latinos, and an AIDS diagnosis rate of over 6 per 100,000, which focuses this initiative on disproportionately affected geographic areas. The primary goals of the project are threefold: increase the proportion of racial ethnic minorities with HIV who have diagnosed infections by increase the proportion of racial ethnic minorities with HIV who have diagnosed infection by expanding and improving HIV testing capacity. Optimize linkage to, retention in, and re-engagement with care and prevention services for newly diagnosed and previously diagnosed racial ethnic minorities with HIV. Address social, economic, clinical, and structural factors influencing HIV health outcomes. The demonstration project is funded by the Secretary's Minority AIDS Initiative Fund, administered by the Office of HIV/AIDS and Infectious Disease Policy, and in keeping with the spirit and goals of the National HIV/AIDS Strategy, and in recognition of the complex, interrelated, and multisectorial nature of the demonstration project's goals, a multi-agency federal partnership will provide leadership for the activities. CDC serves as the lead agency, with participation from the Office of HIV/AIDS and Infectious Disease Policy, Office of Minority Health, Office of Women's Health, HRSA's HIV/AIDS Bureau and Bureau of Primary Health Care, and the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. By concentrating these resources in communities that bear a disproportionate burden, providing assistance from multiple HHS agencies and offices, and requiring the grantees to use a minimum of 25% of the total award to fund community-based organizations serving racial ethnic minority populations, we expect that the CAPUS project will contribute significantly to the national HIV/AIDS strategies over the next 3 years. Over the coming year, we'll share occasional updates and highlights from the CAPUS demonstration project, so be sure to follow us at blog.aids.gov.